Let us put our hands together in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu, Namandabu, Namandabu. Quote, when I deeply contemplate the transient nature of human life, I realize that from beginning to end, life is impermanent like an illusion. We have not yet heard of anyone who has lived 10,000 years. How fleeting is a lifetime! Who in this world can maintain a human form for even 100 years? There is no knowing whether I will die first or others, whether death will occur today or tomorrow. We depart one after another, more quickly than the dewdrops on the roots or the tips of the blades of grasses. So it is said. Hence, we may have radiant faces in the morning, but by evening, we may turn into white ashes, end quote. From White Ashes 1 by Renyo Shonen, 8th Abbot of Jodo Shinshu Honganji Ha, Jodo Shinshu Service Book. Time is an important concept for human existence. Renyo Shonen in the Hakkotsu no Sho, White Ashes 1, talks about the fact that no one has lived 10,000 years. Our limit as humans seems to be about 100 years or so. As the season of Obon ends, the passage I have read to you from White Ashes 1 by Renyo Shonen illustrates our impermanence. The time we have on this earth as human beings is limited. We do not know when we will be born or when we die. Renyo Shonen, in his wisdom, teaches us that because of our very nature, our bono, our greed, we want to live forever but cannot. Like the dewdrops that evaporate so quickly in the morning sun, so is our human life quickly extinguished. Renyo in his treatise seems to implicitly state that we should live in the moment. There are tribes in the Amazon who have no vocabulary for time like month, day, week, year. However, the Amandawa tribe lives very much in the moment. Although not having such descriptive words, they recognize sequences such as the time it takes water in a river to go to one point to another. How freeing is this way of life instead of thinking about minutes, seconds, hours, weeks, months, and years? Let me read to you part of an article in BBC News by Jason Palmer, science and technology reporter, entitled Amanoa Tribe Lacks Abstract Idea of Time, study says. An Amazonian tribe has no abstract concept of time, say researchers. The Amandawa lacks the linguistic structures that relate time and space, as in our idea of, for example, working through the night. The study in language and cognition shows that while the Amandawa recognize events occurring in time, it does not exist as a separate concept. The idea is a controversial one, and further study will bear out if this is also true among other Amazon languages. The Amandawa were first contacted by the outside world in 1986, and now researchers from the University of Portsmouth and the Federal University of Rondônia in Brazil have begun to analyze the idea of time as it appears in Amandawa language. We're really not seeing that these people are a people without time or outside time, said Christina, a professor of psychology of language at the University of Portsmouth. Amandawa people, like any other people, can talk about events and sequences of events, he told BBC News. What we don't find is a notion of time as being independent of the events which are occurring. They don't have a notion of time, which is something the events occur in. The Amandawa language has no word for time, or indeed of time periods such as month or year. Jason Palmer, BBC News, 5/20/2011. Every day, we have routines we follow, getting up at 6 a.m., brushing our teeth, combing our hair, washing our face, eating breakfast. We perform these tasks in a robotic manner, not thinking, mindlessly. This is a typical routine for many modern people. Every day we have an opportunity to be more than our routines. Every day we have a capacity to create a memory. We can share a meal with our friends or family. We can celebrate a birthday, a graduation, a baby shower, etc. If every day we are thankful for our lives as humans, our lives would be full of richness rather than only at specific times. Every morning and night before my family altar, I put my hands together in gassho and say Namo Amida Butsu. I am thankful for my life as it is given. Like the Amandala, when I say the Nembutsu, I am living in the moment. What makes us humans are our ability to make memories. Memories are what define us. What makes memories are how we experience the event. When I eat a delicious cake, I savor the sweetness, the soft texture, how well the cake is cooked, how it melts in your mouth. I appreciate and am arigatai that I can eat this delicious cake. If we can live each day like this, paying particular attention to our actions, our lives will be full of memories. Last year, I began my journey on the Jodo Shinshu path by obtaining Tokudo. It is hard to believe that 1 year has already passed. Tokudo was a meaningful part of my life. It made last year a pivotal year for me. Throughout the years, I have memories of other pivotal moments, such as when I got lost in the store when I was 3 years old. I was hiding in the clothes rack as my mother was shopping, peeking out of the sleeves and pants hung from the rack. I came out from under the hanging clothes, expecting to see my mother, and did not. Where is my mother? Where is she? These thoughts flashed in my mind. I was not afraid at first, just letting the thoughts come. I walked around Sears Roebuck alone. Emotions flooded my being after about 30 seconds as I realized that Mom was nowhere. I was frightened. I thought, what if my mom has left me? What if she does not come back? I'm hungry. I want to use the bathroom. I scream, Mommy, Mommy! And the emotions that I had held bottled up inside poured out as huge hot tears ran down my cheeks as I frantically searched for her. Then around the corner, my mom appeared. For a split second, it seemed that time had stopped as she looked at me and I looked at her. We felt all the emotions of loss, of losing someone, of the sadness and gladness of the moment that we found each other. After my mother hugged me, came the questions, where were you? You know how worried I was? Then the scoldings, stay where I can see you. Next time I'm leaving you home. Then the lessons, when you're lost, find a store clerk. If you're lost outside a store, find an adult, or better yet, go to the police. Amida is like our mothers. When we are lost, putting our hands together in gassho and reciting the Nembutsu, Amida is finding us and we are answering. Like my mother who found me when I was lost, Amida calls us at the same time we are calling for Amida. When we say the Nembutsu, we recognize that time is limitless and appears to stop. That is how it feels to live in the moment. In closing, let me read to you the rest of Renyo's White Ashes. Quote, once the winds of impermanence have blown, our eyes are instantly closed and our breath stops forever. Then our radiant face changes its color and the attractive countenance like peach and plum blossoms is lost. Family and relatives will gather and grieve, but to no avail. since there is nothing else that can be done, they carry the deceased out to the fields, and then what is left of the body has been cremated and has turned into midnight smoke is just white ashes. Words fail to describe the sadness of it all. Thus, the ephemeral nature of human existence is such that death comes to young and old alike without discrimination. So, we should all quickly take to heart the matter of the greatest importance of the afterlife, entrust ourselves deeply to Amida Buddha, and recite the Nembutsu humbly and respectfully. End quote. Let us once again put our hands together in Gassho and recite Namandabutsu, Namandabutsu, Namandabutsu. Thank you for listening to my Dharma talk this morning.